You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
I do this thing in my birth chart readings with you guys where I say, hey, astrology is a weather forecast. I recognize the power I hold in being able to transcribe your soul's blueprint for you, especially when you come to me in a time of duress, a time where you're at a crossroads in your life and things are just turned upside down, which is normally when things go upside down, we go right side up and look up at the sky. We reach for faith. We reach for the unseen, the great force that we all know is amongst us, whether you call it Allah or God or Jesus or the universe and angels and stars. We all feel there's something else at play here, and we often reach out to that thing when we're under stress. When times are good, we are very much in our human bodies thinking, woo, this is an amazing life. I'm so happy to be alive. In fact, when times are good, we don't even think I'm happy to be alive. We just love whatever we're in, right? But there's something I want to add to astrology, to tarot, to oracle cards, to whatever your spiritual religious practice may be. Jael and I were on a walk the other day. We talked to an older guy that we see frequently, and he gave us a quote. And as soon as he said it, I was like, oh, and Jael looked at me like, oh, and we just went, yo, that was deep. And that was so good. I might have to text Jael and say, what was that exact quote? But it was along the lines, he was talking about how he's been sober for 7 years. And he said, I finally just stopped being angry at God for not giving me what I want. It was something like that. I feel like I am butchering it, but he said it so swift and so confident, and we just looked at each other like, wow. Oh, he said, I used to think that God's supposed to give me what I want, not the other way around. Oh, I hope Mr. Virgo here remembers it, because it was so good. But I've been thinking about that a lot lately, because in my line of work as an astrologer, I get some people who will send me an email 6 months, sometimes 2 years after a reading, and say, holy shit, you nailed it. You were spot on to the week of when this thing would happen. And here it is. I've received pictures of ultrasounds, pictures of new partners, pictures of engagements, and people saying, look, it happened, you were right. And while I'd love to just say, well, I'm gifted and psychic, I'm just an astrologer. I just decode your soul's blueprint and do the mathematical equation of figuring out timelines. And I always remind people, because sometimes when we reach for things, when we're in a really difficult time in life, we hold on to a date. Like, that is when I'll get pregnant. That is when I'll meet my person. That is when I won't struggle financially. Okay, I'm holding. But sometimes those things don't happen. Sometimes we don't get what we want. Sometimes a horoscope, a psychic, sometimes none of those things happen. Sometimes I read the chart of two people, you know, a relationship composite chart, and I'm like, wow, this is a match made in heaven, but they go up in flames and break up. And then sometimes I see relationship charts where I go, ooh, how am I going to relay the difficulty of this connection? My gosh. And those people stay together forever. Very beautifully bonded. Like, there's so much more to it. It's a weather forecast. And I used to tell you guys, and I still will, because I still believe in it, but my mind's being expanded with this. I used to say, hey, astrology is a weather forecast. I can tell you that it's going to rain this weekend, and you get to decide what you want to do. Will you pack a poncho and hand warmers, go out there and rock it out in the rain? Or will you delay your plans and go the following week? You get to decide. But the more I dive into that example, the more I'm starting to believe that you don't get to decide. I mean, you always will. I do always believe that we are in control of how we react to things. I'm such a hard ass, Saturn in Capricorn, baby, such a hard ass. When I say you are in control of how you view your day, how you view your life, your current reality is a manifestation of your thoughts and past decisions and day-to-day habits and routines. I still believe that. And I know there are so many debates and rebuttals to that. Some people are more privileged and blessed than others. I get it. Some people are not. Some people do not have the luxurious ability to have a spiritual practice. Some people do not have that. I often think about all the conveniences that we have here in the United States, and I'm like, we push buttons and all of our dishes are washed. We push a button and something vacuums our floors. We don't even have to move it with our hand anymore. We push a button and something we need shows up at our door through someone else, soon to be drones, I'm sure. It's freed up a lot of space and time, but what are we doing with that extra space and time, right? We're scrolling and we're being influenced by things. I just made some stories on Instagram, but I do know a lot of people listening to this don't have social media. So I'll share with you guys. I just made a little post about this. When you go on social media, be it TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, the people who have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers, who aren't, you know, singer-songwriters, actors, actresses, whatever, what are they called? Influencers. And why that? Who came up with it? I'm going to do a little Google search on my own right now. Who came up with the word influencer? January 7th, 2019. This is dictionary.com/e/influencer by Jane Solomon. The word influencer has been used in English since the mid-1600s. Okay. Though, of course, back then it wasn't a job title. In recent years, the term has become a catch-all for the certain kind of career track that is at the center of a burgeoning but profitable industry. As influencer continues to expand in English and pull new terms and meanings into its orbit, it is worthy of charting from a lexical perspective. Oh, we're getting deep here. Okay. What did influencer used to mean? For most of its existence in the language, influencer was used broadly to refer to someone or something with the power to alter the beliefs of individuals, and as a result, impact the course of events in their life. All this is synchronistic. In English, it was also used to reference the movement of heavenly spheres, particularly in the context of astrology. That's right. I actually don't use the word, but I know a lot of astrologers who say, oh, your sixth house is being influenced by Pluto right now. Ah, Saturn is currently influencing your career sector. Whoa. Styling themselves as the sages of our era, many influencers today might approve of influence's early mystical connotations through interest in astrology, though interest in astrology is not a requirement for the job. The modern influencer exercises their power in the less ethereal realm of social media, often strategically and for profit. And profit they do. Influencer marketing could be worth $10 billion by 2022. So this article was written in 2019. Let's look at what is current profit for influencer marketing industry. $21.1 billion. Good guess. That was pretty close. Wait, no. Could be worth $10 billion by 2022. And as of, November 2023, it's $21.1 billion, a 105% increase from its $10.2 billion market size in 2021. Oh my gosh. Wow. So again, I hope you guys know this is not a knock on influencers. It's obviously an industry that is not going away. It is marketing. I think it's no different than when we watched commercials through TV shows when we were growing up. We would, jingles, right? Jingles, let's see. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Hi, Kaya, I'm singing. I'll forever remember that, you know? Oh my gosh, what are some other jingles? But we remember those for a long time, and you don't think that influenced us? Every time I see Folgers on a hotel room minibar, it's like, best part of waking up. But those are just innocent little jingles or songs. What are influencers on the internet doing to us today? You know, a little jingle to get you to purchase a overly burnt coffee grind is way different than all of a sudden purchasing a $50 water tumbler because that's what all the influencers say is amazing. I'll openly admit that I have purchased some obnoxious things like that because some influencers, some people with hundreds of thousands of followers that I adore, and I still do adore them, let's get this straight, as people, they said it was amazing, but then I would buy it and I would use it and I'd be like, yeah, this looks cool in the cup holder of my Toyota 4Runner. But in the rush and go of life, I'm sitting here going back to my basics, which is where I always return to. And I'm using a mason jar, a ball mason jar, which you can get a pack of like 20 at Walmart for $20. And I'm like, what in the world? I fell into the trap too. So the word influencers is just something, I guess this coincides with the upcoming podcast episode where we're going to detail all the big transits of 2024, because clearly as we just Google these statistics with the influencer marketing industry, it's going to get even bigger. And Aquarius rules the internet and social media. Pluto, planet of death and rebirth and transformation, is about to go into that sign permanently in January. He will have a little retrograde action next summer, but he's going back into it. The last time he did this was this March. How was this March for you, let me ask? March 2023, especially towards the end of it, did anything in your life happen to blow up? Did anything in your life get really passionate and amazing? Did you experience some big things going on around late March, early April? This is when Pluto dipped his toes into Aquarius, and he's going to do that again in late January. Collectively speaking, do you remember what came out in March? ChatGPT. And I still get these spammy emails of people who say, utilize AI and ChatGPT to run your website, to listen to your podcasts and pull out preview clips and make a bunch of posts for social media on, which sounds cool, but AI is now turning into realistic looking people. Did you guys see, if you don't have social media, you didn't, but on Instagram, there is a, what's her name? One of the Jenners, Kardashian people. Kendall? Is her name Kendall? It's not Kylie Kendall? One of those. I don't know. But they created an AI. She sold the rights like to her image or her voice or something for obviously millions of dollars. And they created an AI account that looks and sounds exactly like her. Billy. Her name's Billy on Instagram. Google it. Like Billy Kendall Jenner on Instagram. It's creepy. And people can DM her and she says she's like your big sister and she'll give you life advice and just be there to talk to you. And I think, oh no, like there is nothing about me and I am the most open-minded, love to debate, love to be proven wrong, love to get my mind changed. There's nothing about me that thinks that's a good idea, that says, what a great invention. And then I'm like, is this just aging? Is this just getting old? And we always make fun of the generations after us. And we're like, those youngsters. I don't know. But I want you to think of the word influencer and think of how, sure, you can invest in a birth chart reading or an oracle reading, go see a medium, psychic, intuitive. But think about what you're being influenced by day to day to day. What are you watching on Netflix? Even though those true crime documentaries and podcasts are absolutely addicting, your nervous system doesn't know that what you're watching is not happening to it. So over time, compounded, how does that add up? That adds up to, at nighttime, you're scared of every car that drives down your street. That adds up to, I don't want to put myself out there because did you hear about what happened to that girl that went to Bermuda? Like, I'm not. And then we live a life of complete isolation and disconnect from human interaction and human touch and spiral, spiral, spiral. And play with this with me for a second. Feed. What do they call it on Facebook, Instagram? I don't have a TikTok. I don't know what they call it, but I would imagine it's a news feed. What's on your news feed? Scrolling through my news feed. Right? Where does the word feed come from? I wouldn't even know how to Google that. Who came up with the word news feed? Facebook's feed, formerly known as news feed, is a web feed feature for the social network. The feed is the primary system. The feed is the primary system through which users are exposed to content posted on the network. Wow. Using a proprietary method, Facebook selects a handful of updates to show users every time they visit their feed, out of an average of 2,000 updates they can potentially receive. A proprietary method, which means, you guys know what proprietary means? Let's give you the definition. Relating to an owner or ownership. An owner. Wow. What is the other meaning of proprietary? Belonging to only one person or group, not used or available to others. You know, like a proprietary. I think of secret when I think of that, like a company trade secret. It's a proprietary blend. Therefore, I cannot, like Coca-Cola, how does it have that distinct taste? How is there Pepsi or Dr. Pepper, but they're the same texture, color, and corn syrup and carbonated water, yet their tastes are so distinct and different. They have a proprietary recipe that only they can own and know about what's in it. And if you ask, well, what is in this soda, this pop that I'm drinking? They can't tell you. Facebook, how do you choose what I see? I can't tell you. And so I know we can't pick on Facebook or Instagram here because we are choosing to participate in it. But are we? Why is it so addicting? I find myself a pretty self-disciplined person, not nowhere near perfect, but not too bad. And even I have to be like, okay, I am posting this thing that I have to for work and I'm getting off. 2 minutes later. Oh my gosh, look at these funny pugs dressed up for Christmas. Ugh. You know what's weird? And you guys have heard me just yap on about this. Is you think of something and you get an advertisement. This is my intuitive prediction with only using astrology a little bit here. That energy of, how can I think of something and then get an advertisement for it? It's going to be revealed over the next 20 years. It's a long time. That's two whole decades. But it's going to be revealed. And I don't know if people are ready to hear how that happens. Check this out. So JL and I were talking last week, and I don't know how it got brought up, but we were talking about the old school candy Whoppers. Do you guys remember that? We have a lot of Australian listeners. I don't know if Whoppers are a candy where you guys are. I imagine not. It was introduced. Oh, this is getting fucking weird. It was introduced on December 15th, 1949. That is today. When this podcast comes out. Okay. Oh my God. Alexa, what is the spiritual definition of Whoppers? This is literally, like, I'm scratching the back of my head right now. Repulsively, like, what the fuck just happened? This is so weird that this candy was introduced on the day this podcast is coming out. Okay. Well, anyways, Jalen and I were talking about old school candies from when we were kids, and Whoppers got brought up, and we were talking about our distaste for them. We're like, what the hell are those things even made out of? Ugh, they were so gross, but everybody ate them, and my brother was obsessed with them. But we were talking about Whoppers, and it's so classic, the beige and red wrapper for them. Sometimes they came in milk cartons, but usually they were there was like three or four in a little package. I'm looking at Google images of them right now. In a little paper package, but this is getting so freaking weird. So JL and I, to wrap up my birthday trip, took our motor home to Padre Island National Seashore here on the Texas coast near the Mexico border. Completely desolate, no service, no Wi-Fi, like nothing. Oh, that is my happy place, is being disconnected. Leave the world behind. And we get there late at night in the middle of a storm. It is so windy that the motorhome feels like it's about to go into the ocean. And I grew up in New England. You don't drive vehicles on the beach. Here in Texas, everybody takes school buses to monster trucks to fucking Amazon vans on the beach, like within 10 to 20 feet of the waves. At first, I freaked out. I was so scared when JL took us out there years ago in his truck. I was like, what are you doing? We're going to sink. And being born and raised in this environment, he just cracked up like, it's fine. But I finally got the courage and the strength to take our motorhome out on the beach, and we camped and got to listen to the ocean waves. Oh, it was amazing. Core memory. But we got there late at night. Well, it was like 6 o'clock, and you know, here about to enter our winter solstice. It gets dark pretty early, about 5:30. We go to bed. We wake up with the sun. We make our lattes, and we walk outside with the waves at our feet. And it's sad, but it's our new reality. Beaches are covered in trash and little pieces of plastic. So Jeffrey and I, my pug, we're walking along the beach. And I'm looking at the trash thinking, this is sad. I'm going to start picking it up. So I start picking up some pieces of trash. And I can't make this up if I tried. There, right in front of my feet, is a package of Whoppers that blew in from the ocean the night before. A little miniature, like probably one you would give out in Halloween. Just a little miniature package of Whoppers. And I called JL, I'm like, hey, come here. Please come look at this. And he's like, what? And he walks over and his mouth just drops open. And he's like, where did you find that? We were just talking about this last night on the way here. I was like, where did you get that? And I was like, it came in with the waves because it was along the line of trash. You can tell where the waves were hitting. I was like, it blew in through the ocean. And we were just like, of all candy, like, do kids even eat Whoppers anymore? For all I know, it's all Reese's and Skittles. Nobody eats Whoppers anymore. But there was a little package of Whoppers, definitely old, because now I'm looking at Google images of their recent branding. It was an old package of Whoppers at our feet. And JL and I just stopped and shared a glance of like, dude, we're in a matrix. We're in a matrix. The odds. And like, of course, this is Lightworkers Lounge. We're a very spiritual minded folk here, but I don't know. Spiritual meaning of Whoppers. Life is sweet. I don't know. But I think of things like that and I'm like, okay, let me see. They admitted there's aliens back in the summertime. What else are we supposed to do? Say, oh, cool, and carry on with our lives to be able to afford groceries. And then all these weird things and synchronistic things like that are happening. And just, I don't know. Here we go. Why are they called Whoppers? Oh, we're talking about a burger at We're talking about a burger at McDonald's, but it says the name was chosen because he felt that it conveyed imagery of something big. Okay. Well, feed. When I think of a news feed, I think, where did the word feed come from? Because you're feeding something, which means that that person on the receiving end is being fed. That's us. When we open up news feeds and we're scrolling through them, we are being fed something. How many times do you stop and you're scrolling and say, whoa, what were the last three things I looked at? And how did they make me feel? Never. We don't care. We're hypnotized when we open our phone and swipe. We're under a spell that we don't even realize. We're being fed. And I said this on my Instagram stories. I was like, and think about being fed. If someone were to force feed you Whoppers candy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, how are you going to feel after 30 days of that? You're going to be malnourished, malnutrition. You're going to be lacking a ton of vitamins and minerals, which means you're going to be fatigued, tired, autoimmunity, weight loss or weight gain. Your thyroid and your insulin pump are going to be like, what have you done? How do we reverse this? You're just going to be a mess. And then, of course, if someone, you go get a birth chart reading in the middle of that and it says, this is going to be an amazing year, you'll be like, okay, phew, thank God, because I feel terrible. I'm still being fed Whoppers for breakfast, lunch, and dinner via the social media internet. So why isn't this year feeling good? Why don't I have energy like that astrologer said I would? It's in my birth chart. Like, what the heck? But if we feed ourselves healthy food, a healthy energetic diet, which I don't know about you, I won't define what diet is good for you, but for me, it's unplugging from social media. Again, I love it. It's the hand that feeds me. Whoa. It's a huge part of Lightworkers Lounge is the social media aspect of it. You guys found, a lot of you found me through the social media. So I respect it, but it's become our entire world, our entire universe. And I don't think that's healthy. I don't know what the point of this podcast was. It all just kind of flowed out of me. I thought it was a cool story about the Whoppers too. And I didn't even expect to say that, but I guess to wrap this up, just question what you're being fed every day. Of course, we're taught to question and look at, what do I eat for breakfast? Am I having Pop-Tarts or am I having eggs and avocado? Definitely going to affect how you physically feel, right? Well, what about energetically? We learn to say affirmations. We learn to meditate, turn our minds off. We still don't know what scrolling through a feed, seeing somebody lost a child, somebody lost a parent, and your heart breaks, and you watch a video of someone saying goodbye to a pet, giving them euthanasia to say goodbye, and you start to cry. And then the next post is some beautiful person on vacation in Turks and Caicos, and you're like, God, I wish I looked that good at their age. And then the next post is someone announcing they got promoted at work and they're making so much money, or someone building a house. And you're like, my God, falling behind over here. I can't do that. And then the next thing is something hilarious. And you're like, oh my God, this meme is so me. Send it to my best friend and laugh about it. Ha ha. So us. The Rolodex of emotions in a span of 30 seconds. If we stop and think about that, it's no wonder we feel lost, scared, disconnected, unhappy, craving a different partner, craving living out of a van, craving throwing it all away and just running somewhere new, skipping around from career to career, to project, to place, searching for something that's always right in front of us. If we just fix what we're eating every day and unplug and look at what's real. Okay, thank you for coming to Stephanie's Friday sermon. I appreciate you, the Church of Lightworkers. Woo! That might be a cool thing, huh? As always, If you want to get a birth chart reading from me, you know where to find me. Lightworkers-lounge.com. Use code WHOPPERS. If I'm just kidding. And that was Kaya, the foster dog, who just pushed a chair. Hey. Okay. Woo. Kids and dogs. You got to love them, people. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you next week. We are going to be talking about Capricorn season. Can you believe it's already in like less than 10 days? Holy shit. And what is to come in 2024? Friendly reminder, we just entered a Mercury retrograde period yesterday. Relax, unplug, just chill. No big sudden moves. Be here if you need me. See ya.